WUVS 103.7 to be serving Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. It's time for Torn Into, your show for news, information, and more. Hi, I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts, for this January 26, 2024. How y'all doing? Before we start the show, let me get some housekeeping in. As of course, make sure you share this message. If you're driving and would like to see the interview with Jen Ross or anybody in the past, you can go to our Facebook sites, our YouTube page, WVS 103.7 The Beat, M106, and catch those shows because they're informative. The second thing that you can do is you can share this if you are watching, because we have people already thumbing us up. Thank you. Is that share this to your page, because we want to get this information out. We have people from Georgia, Ohio, Texas, all over Dubai, people watching this show that are originally from Muskegon, trying to get that word out about how Muskegon is going on. So just to let you know what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, I got to get my brother, my co-host, Pastor Melvin Burns II. How you doing, sir?
My brother, what is going on?
Hey, as the prophet Marvin Gaye say, brother, brother, brother.
Marvin was indeed a prophet.
Yeah. So there is a lot of stuff going on. And speaking of a lot of stuff going on, before we go into today's show, why don't you hook up people with the weather?
All right. The weather for today, we got a low of 34, high of 40, 70% chance of rain. You're seeing some precipitation today. Then we got tomorrow, low 33, high 40, cloudy, but no precipitation. Sunday, again, low 33, high of 38. Monday, low 31, high 38. And not until Tuesday do we see in the broadcast a little more precipitation. 50% chance with a low of 31, high of 37. And then round out the work week on Wednesday. By hump day, low 33, high 39. So a couple of dry days in there. Snow will be melting. Avoid the potholes as best you can.
Amen. And avoid the potholes. Okay. I'm so happy to have you, brother. I missed you last week. I pray that everything is all right.
Yes, much better. Much better.
Okay. Listen, our guest today is no stranger to the show, and she is one that is very, very important in several ways. But one of the ways, she works as the clerk, the city clerk for the city of the friendly people of Muskegon Heights. And she has a huge responsibility in 2024 and every election of making sure everything happens and happens smoothly. And you cannot take these people for granted. And put your hands together for the karaoke queen herself, Jen Ross.
Why can't I ever just be Jen Ross? There always has to be something in front of it. Hey guys, how are you today?
Hey, you know, if you got good at something, own it. All right.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yes, I like karaoke.
Jen.
Yes.
Tell people a little bit that don't know you a little bit about yourself before we go into it, because there is a lot of changes this year.
There is. So, a little bit about myself, or a little bit about what's you. Changing.
A little bit about you.
A little bit about me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Jen Ross. Definitely no stranger to the community. I coordinate the Juneteenth celebration. I'm the coordinator for Buy Black Weekend, all of which happens in the great city of Muskegon Heights.
Yeah.
And my current position now is the city clerk for the city of Muskegon Heights, which has been a wonderful opportunity afforded to me. It's been a tremendous learning experience, and anybody who knows me prior to me taking this position knows that I've always had a passion for voting advocacy since I came back to Muskegon. So this was a great position for me to be in because I get to do exactly that, just making sure that our voters are informed, that we are trying to get our numbers up, increase the voting turnout, and just that our people have the correct information, and I am accessible to them if they have any questions.
Okay. And speaking of, we have an election coming up and a lot of rule changes. So I need you to walk us through all the changes.
Okay. So because we voted in 2022 for Prop 2, right? Yep. So in 2022, Prop 2 was on the ballot, which one component of Prop 22 was 9 days of early in-person voting. Okay, so it doesn't take away from absentee voting, but it's just another way to get our community, our residents, the whole state of Michigan out to vote. So for Muskegon County in particular, our county clerks, they're so awesome. Karen Bowie and Lori Haynes, they came up with a plan because us smaller municipalities, if we would have did this early 9 days on our own, it would have cost us quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. So, but we are able to partner with the county to have one location, which will be at the Muskegon County Marquette Campus Student Center, which is 1903 Marquette Avenue. For those that don't know, the county purchased that building. So we'll be doing the 9 days of early voting there at that location if you want to vote in person. Mm-hmm. But if you still want to do absentee, you can do that. You can actually go online and request an absentee ballot. And I can put that information on the radio station's Facebook page later on this afternoon.
Please.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can go online and request that if you're a resident of the city of Muskegon Heights, it comes to me. If you are a resident in the city of Muskegon or any other municipality, it goes to that clerk, and that clerk will send you an absentee application. You can also, because of Prop 2, become a permanent absentee voter, which means on the application in the top right corner, there's a box that you can check that says, I don't want to get these applications no more. Just send me the ballot, okay? So we are seeing a lot of residents. You're right, me too, right? Because I'm always working on election day. There's no more in person for me. So so we are seeing a lot of people just go ahead and fill out that box to become permanent ballot recipients. So anytime there's an election, they won't get the application anymore. They'll just get a ballot sent straight to them. Now, for next month, we have a primary. We have a presidential primary coming up. So this time, if people that are absentee voters already should have gotten a form in the mail already that asks you which ballot you want. If you want a Democratic ballot, a Republican ballot, or a local only ballot. So that was also on the application. So there was two different forms. If you had not said that you are a permanent ballot recipient, you got one form. And if you are a permanent ballot recipient, you got another form. So,
and here's an important thing. You have to choose a party.
You do.
You have to
choose a ballot style. Yeah.
You have to choose a ballot style.
This go around. Yeah. You know, if you change your mind later, you can do that. But for the February primary, presidential primary, you do have to choose a ballot style.
Do not go to the clerk's office and complain about that. And I have talked to a couple clerks out there that have said that there are a lot of people that are returning those applications and not filling that information out.
And they're not. And as you know, our due diligence as a clerk is to either A, reach out to them, which we've done. If you put your phone number on there, because there is a space for phone numbers. If your phone number is on there, we've called you. If your email address is on there, we've sent you an email, or we're going to. And I've even highlighted it and mailed it back out. So, either way it goes. And if you just choose not to, okay, well, you can always go to the polls that day and make your decision that day.
Now, Jen, is it true that you guys have to continue to try to reach those individuals?
Yes.
So wait a minute. So if the individuals do not fill out the paperwork properly, you guys have to take time. Say, I'm being stubborn and I don't want you to know my business. Mm-hmm. But you guys have to continue to take and waste your time to try to reach them to get them to fill out the paperwork correctly.
Yeah, it's not a waste of time, though, G-Man. Come on, it is my responsibility.
And that's that's the political way to say it. Let me say it like a T.I.N. Get on y'all, J.O.B. I know y'all don't like claiming what y'all want to do, but fill out the paperwork right.
So make sure I got it correct now. So if they get an absentee ballot, they have to declare because there's two different ballots, so whether you go Democrat or Republican.
Or just local owned.
Local.
So, okay. Yeah, if you choose not to pick either one next month, that's your business, you know.
Democrat, Republican. I don't know if there's other. Well, those only two have a primary, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
So how does it, when you come to the poll, is it one ballot or is it two when you come to the poll also?
It'll be two.
So you have to tell the poll worker, that's even worse. That's
worse. Wouldn't you rather do it in private where I'm the only person who knows, you know?
Could you just like point like,
right.
Hey, Melvin, don't say that. We don't need people calling already. So listen.
That's going to be different.
It's not, I think this is important that we stress this and just slow this down, that it is not you clerks determining that you have to pick a party.
Correct. This is above us. I mean, it's above us. It's above our heads. You know, we are just doing what we're supposed to do as clerks. So we're just doing our job, you know. And again, like I said, if you don't want to pick a party for this primary, you don't have to. You know, you just don't vote. So which we never want to tell you not to vote, but that is always an option. So
between hearing your complaints and not voting.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, don't worry. You'll be able to still vote in November once the candidates are, you know, both candidates are on the ballot. You'll be able to vote then. And it'll be a little bit more however you want it to be, I guess.
Right.
So.
Jim, what is the date of the primary?
I'm sorry?
What is the date of the primary?
The primary is February 27th.
Okay.
Yep. February 27th is the primary. The 9 days of early voting starts on, not the 27th, it's 10 days before that. So let's see, begins the second Saturday before the election and it ends on Sunday before the election.
Okay.
And so that is when you can actually go vote in person down at the Marquette campus. And those hours are going to be Saturdays from 8 to 4, Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Now, it's important to know that, I mean, this is because of Prop 2, these changes. Are there any other important changes with Prop 2 that we should know?
I think that this is the biggest one. There are some other, I mean, it doesn't affect, you know, the way you vote or anything like that. But like I said, again, this is the major one. And it's just, again, giving, you know, all residents an opportunity, an extra opportunity to cast their votes. So
with that said, and this is one of the things that we've been talking about years of trying to get people to vote. How many have you had absentee requests go out yet?
Yeah, so we've already sent all the applications out. We've sent the forms to let us know which ballot style you want. All of that has gone out. What we're in the process of doing and what we're doing today is actually getting the ballots out. So we're here today finishing up the last applications and ballot style papers that have come in. And we'll be sending all of those out in the mail today. People, our residents should expect them early next week.
How are the requests? Are they good, normal requests?
You know, I don't have the numbers right now, G-Man, off the top of my head. I would say we're probably sending out maybe 300 ballots today.
Mm-hmm. How many registered voters do you have in Heights?
Over 9,000.
Okay.
Ask me that.
I think that they say this. So we know the population of the city is around 9,000, and you know everybody don't vote. That's everybody. But you can't just affirmatively just take people off the list anymore, can you?
Correct. Yeah, there is a process to that, and we do get a lot of return mail. So the county did send out notices about the early voting, and we got a ton of them back. So let me just say this too, y'all. If your address has changed, change it with the Secretary of State so we don't keep wasting our money sending you items. And then you can also just be registered in your own municipality. And I think that's what a lot of it comes down to. And we do need to, once these returned, the return mail goes in, some of those voters will drop off. But we do get a lot of return mail because people have moved, but they haven't officially changed their address yet.
Mm-hmm. And needless to say, this is a very important year because it's a presidential year.
Yes. And here's the thing. This is what people can expect, right? And this is what happens every 4 years. We have people that come into our community that are knocking on doors. They are canvassing for their candidates or their party. They're putting in more work than what we see in a local election. So, which affects us even greater than presidential elections, but that's a whole nother show right there. The residents will see, you know, people out here in the summertime, canvassing, knocking on doors. And then again, we all know that this is going to be a big presidential election, as most are. So y'all get ready for that.
We'll be ready. Now, here's another thing. You need workers.
I'm set for workers.
You set?
Oh, yeah.
But for November?
No, we're still set. Yeah.
Okay.
We're still set. One thing I can say about our election workers here in the city of Muskegon Heights is they have been doing this for a long time. All of our workers have years of experience working the polls. So everything so far, knock on something, has gone smoothly. Since I've been here and in years past. So we are set. But if the need comes up, you know, check our Facebook page. If I have a call to action, I need election workers, I'll post it and it'll be on our website. And then we'll, you know, set people up with applications and training.
Talk to people about, say they're not even registered to vote. How do they go through that process of getting registered to vote?
They can just come see me. If they're a resident of the city of Muskegon Heights, they can stop up here at the clerk's office. If they are registered or if they are a citizen in another municipality, just go see your clerk and they will definitely get you registered to vote, take an ID with you. But they definitely will get you registered to vote.
And they have day of registration, don't they?
Yep. Michigan is the same day registration. So you can register to vote and vote on election day.
Pastor Burns.
So, what you said, is there a local issue you ballot also?
I'm sorry?
What's the local issue on the ballot?
There's no local issue on this ballot, not for February.
Okay. And then we have another election win this year?
So we are pretty sure that we are going to have a local election in the city of Muskegon Heights in May to fill our 7th council seat.
Really?
Yes. Other than that, we have a primary in August and then the general election in November. But our residents can be looking for another election in May. So I'll be busy all year. Don't worry. I'll be busy.
Well, other than elections, tell people some of the other things that the clerk's office is responsible for.
Elections is the main part of it. But we also handle scheduling for the mayor and council members. We keep records for the city, take the minutes and get agendas for our council meetings. do business licenses for the city of Muskegon Heights. So if you have a business in the city of Muskegon Heights, you'd come see me to get your business registered. And we do want to make sure that all of our businesses are registered. And we can also be looking for some things coming up. We want to make sure that all of our business owners feel welcome. So we have some things in the works to kind of get our business owners to know each other and also just take more of an interest in the community.
Jen, talk about a little bit, because I know the close relationship that you guys have, but how important it is that the county clerk and the city of Muskegon clerk and you and all you clerks, all you working together, how important that is.
It is huge. I mean, it's a big deal. I've said it before, the clerks meet once a month. All the clerks from the municipality, we meet once a month and we just talk about things that are going on in our municipalities. Lately, a lot of the talk has been about election and this early 9 days. All of the clerks have, you know, either volunteered, you know, our workers or ourselves to aid in this 9 days of early voting. And again, I have to give a shout out to our county clerk and to Lori Haynes, our election coordinator, who applied for a grant from the state of Michigan to defray some of this cost of the 9 days of early voting. And we were awarded 100% of the grant. So that was huge for municipalities because it saved us, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000. And some municipalities are still going to do it on their own and they have to eat 100% of that cost. So the relationship with the county and the local clerks is it's amazing and it's definitely well needed.
Now, you know, I'm going to go there. Now you clerks getting together and the clerks around the state get together.
Yes.
Would you please explain to people it is virtually impossible to rig an election?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, this thing. Yeah, I don't see how people could do it. I mean, every absentee ballot that goes out is assigned to the person that is addressed to. We verify signatures when they come back. We have rejected some because we know the signature didn't match, like the wife and the husband live in the same household and the signatures look alike. Somebody didn't sign there, you know? So there have been times where we've sent it back. Like, hey, we know this is not the correct signature. It's a constant check and recheck and re-recheck. Of especially the absentees and even the day ofs, you know, people that come in and come to the polls. You know, we're going to verify that it's you. You're going to get your ballot. You're going to cast it. You get one vote and that's it. So, yeah, it's very secure.
Pastor Burns.
Well, and again, remind people, they do absentee show up the day of the election. They can sit us already, but we can't tell people it's enough. Show up that day of the election, can still vote, right?
Say that one more time.
If they show up the day of the election, not registered or didn't change from another location, they can still vote that day, correct?
Correct. So if they are not registered to vote and they come in the day of the election, they have to come and see the clerk. They can't just go to the polling location. They have to come and see the clerk to get registered. But yes, again, Michigan is the same day registration. So, you know, we want everybody to exercise that right. And we just try to make it possible for anyone that wants to.
Jen, I know you're busy. We got 5 minutes. We want to hold you. And then we're going to go to a commercial at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
All right. But is there anything else that you want to stress to people about this year and the early voting and the whole process? Is anything else?
Yep. I want to stress doing your research, you know, researching your candidates, especially for presidential and, you know, ballot issues. Again, It's looking like we're going to have another election here in the city of Muskegon Heights in May. So keep that in the back of your head. I'll actually have packets available on Monday for anyone who wants to run. We're going to go ahead and get the process started on Monday. So if you want to get the petition and get signatures to get on the ballot, we'll have that ready for you on Monday. If you just rather pay the $100, you can do that. You can come in on Monday or anytime after that. I do have to find out from the county what the cutoff date is going to be. So that we have enough time to get those ballots printed and taken care of before May. And of course, again, making sure that, you know, if you want to be a permanent ballot recipient, that you're able to do that. And you can also come in anytime before that and let me know.
So really what you're saying is, in the long run, that there's absolutely no reason why you can't vote.
Absolutely not. Yep. Absolutely not. We have, again, 9 days of early voting in person. You have absentee, you have day of. You know, the only thing that's stopping you from voting is yourself.
Pastor Burns, last question to you.
I don't have another question, Jen. It's good seeing you. Appreciate you being on your post. And we know you got a busy year ahead.
Yes.
So we appreciate it. And appreciate all the election workers who put in full days of work serving the folks.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a busy year for the clerks. So y'all keep us lifted in prayer. But before we go, I do want to just go over the schedule again for the 9 days of early voting, if that's okay.
Please, take your time.
All right. So again, 9 days of early voting. Shout out again to our county clerks for coordinating this effort. But 9 days of early voting will be at the Muskegon County Marquette Campus Student Center. That's 1903 Marquette Avenue. The early voting is open 9 consecutive days, beginning on the second Saturday before the election and ending on the Sunday before the election. Mm-hmm. The times are Saturdays from 8 to 4, Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So y'all can just get a group of people after church, go downtown and vote on a Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Thursdays is going to be the later day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Miss Jen Ross.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And just thank you for, you know, wanting to get the information out to our residents. We really appreciate that. And, you know, anytime you call me, I'm coming. So.
Well, we plan on having you on the show to update us with numbers and to talk more about that special election that probably will happen in May.
It will happen in May. May the 5th, I believe, is the election day. I have to double check that. May the 7th, I'm sorry. Is that what it is, May 7th? Yes, May 7th is going to be the day for that election. And again, if you want to be a permanent absentee voter, you can come and see me. Yeah, if you still want to vote absentee for the election next month, you still have time for that too. So I am here for you.
That's Jen Ross. Thank you so much. I know you got work to do. I hate to let you go, but we gotta let you go.
I appreciate it. And like I said, our absentee voters can be looking for their ballots with the envelope that is attached to them already has the postage on it. So just make sure that you, once you fill out your ballot, you're putting it back in that secrecy sleeve. You're signing the back of the envelope. There's a square that says sign here and there's an X. And yeah, just pop that back in the mail and it'll get to us.
Don't be signing your spouse's ballot.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do it.
Jim Ross, take care.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. That was Jim Ross, the city clerk from Muskegon Heights. It's 2:30, the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to come back, and Melvin Burns, Pastor Burns, and I are going to talk about the power of voting. And the last thing we're going to talk about is you keeping up. Work it out. Keep it up. So you listening and watching Torn the Two on 103.7 to beat an M106. Let's go to a commercial break and we'll see it.
The second annual I Am Her Feminine Hygiene Drive, supporting young ladies from Ghana, Africa, in need of everyday essentials and feminine hygiene products, was a great success. Thanks to the generosity of our community and organizations like Period.org, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Confident Cosmetics, Muskegon Heights Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta, Inc., and everyone who made a contribution, hundreds of young ladies and village members received essential items. The community made a lasting impact with more than 10,000 sanitation items donated. If you would like to help, donations can be made year-round by dropping off items in the donation shed at the Mason Wright Media Center, located at 1877 Peck Street, or making a contribution to paypal.me/1037thebeat. For more information, call 231-727-5007. Thank you for supporting I Am Her Foundation.
Welcome back to Torn It To This Day, the 26th of 2024. I cannot believe that we're saying that it is a presidential election year. We're going to take time to take a deep breath and talk about, because we do this all the time, but there has never been a year that has been so important that you get an out vote. Now, somebody said this last week, and I want to make this very clear. They were absolutely right. When they tell and say on the news that a group of people are not going to vote, and so those people go, yeah, they're not going to grow a vote, so I no need for me to vote. Don't believe the hype. There has never been a year more important than you getting out and, like Jen said, being educated. For example, there are some people said that we were definitely going to go into a recession. Things are tight, but we have not gone in that full-blown recession. The gross national product is up, which is shocking to people. Mortgage rates are going down. And there's a lot of stuff happening when there are other people that said that it was all gloom and doom. Mm-hmm. And we have to say to the American people, thank you for sticking in doing. Now, we're not out of the woods yet, but thank you for sticking in. But with that said, there has never been a year that has been so important that you research the people that are running and cast your ballot. Pastor Burns.
You're going to be bombarded this year. A lot of candidates, a lot of vacant seats. in this day and age, one, you shouldn't sit out, and two, there's no excuse for not being able to do a little research. Everybody got a Google, a phone, computer to Google, look up people's name, at least know some basics. Know what every candidate's got a website to know a little bit about the candidates. So there's no excuse other than you just don't want to. And we're saying get past it, you just don't want to, and treat yourself and your vote like it has some real value.
You'd be surprised that you could type Gregory T. Roberts up and do a personal check of my history, everything, my bank, my address, my phone number, criminal history. I mean, if you could do that, you could go online and check people, how they feel about certain issues that reflect you. And we need you this year to be a more informed person. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, remember, if you don't come out and vote in certain areas, guess where people are not going to spend their time trying to educate and knock at their doors. They're not coming to your area. So that's why we always tell you and stress to you on election night and other time when we run campaign information on this station, we try to give you guys the truth of why you need to vote and what's holding you back, like gerrymandering and all the stuff that people are trying to do to stop you from voting. Because in the year 2024 of our Lord, there is actually people that are trying to hinder you from voting, and that is a travesty. Pastor Burns.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, brother. And just, you and I find it hard to believe that people don't participate in the process. And if only there were a radio station that interviewed candidates and interview people on both sides of the issues, if only there were a radio station that did that, Greg. Wouldn't that
wow.
be in our community?
Wow, isn't that wonderful? Because you have one right here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We're the only station that interviews the candidates. We try our best to make sure they have exactly the equal amount of time where you can see, hear, and listen to all the candidates. Now, some of the candidates you can't get to, that's their choice. Some of the candidates I doubt that we will get the president or somebody running against him, but we do try.
We're trying.
We do try to get people that represent them on the air to talk about the things that represent you. One of the things that I want to talk about real quick, and I want your opinion on, Pastor Burns, is the dog whistles of racism that is thrown in this election that people are ignoring. For example, here's the dog whistle. Nothing good comes out of Detroit. Detroit, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Atlanta made sure that this race wasn't fair. Do I need to explain to what they saying to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I will explain it. Thank you, Pastor Burns. I will explain. What they're trying to say is that the black people are making sure that the election was fixed and rigged. That's a dog whistle, and that's what they're saying. And this is the stuff that you guys cannot bite into because, unfortunately, a lot of people have. Yeah. So, listen, be educated, be smart. You know, we get a lot of people that call and say, hey, they don't want to do their research. Hey, who should I vote for? Well, who represents you the most? That is the person, and that's what you should look at. And the other thing is you don't want a copy and paste candidate. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is not everything that you hear on Facebook and everything that you see is true. Let me say that again. Not everything that you hear on the news, everything that you hear is not necessarily true. Make sure that you are backing that stuff up with the facts. We as a radio station are sworn to doing this, to breaking it down. We don't pick sides. I don't even put campaign signs in my yard because we do not want to show that we are leaning one way or the other, because we want to be right down in the center to make sure that we're giving you both sides. Now, if we don't have one side that wants to show up, that's on them. It's not that we don't reach out. There are a lot of candidates that we reach out to that refuse to be on this radio station. That's on them. But we're going to make sure it is our sworn obligation to try to educate you guys. Pastor Burns.
Yeah, and with that, we don't try to tear down or build up candidates. We tell them, this is a platform for people to know more about you. So our mm-hmm. listeners, our viewers can learn about you and make decisions and make, you know. So if you say, well, these guys don't really jump on people and tear them apart, you can find plenty of programs out there to do that. You can find a lot of articles want to tear people down. Our job is to inform. That's the way we see it. We want you to get information. We maybe want you to make sure you know, you get to see these candidates and hear to these candidates with people hopefully you recognize that you hear week after week. We want to give them a chance to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. And with that said, example, last year there was a candidate that had some checkered stuff happening in his past and in his current present. What we did to that individual, instead of throwing mud at him, we invited him to come on the radio station to explain himself instead of casting mud because we don't have all the information. So that's our part, and you very well said, Pastor Burns, we are not here to throw fastballs at people and try to knock them in the head. We're here to inform you.
Yeah. We had those two national candidates, and you know, there was a big thing about them debating, and we asked them both. You know, we got two different stories about mm-hmm. money had debated, but we gave both a chance to give their side of the story.
And there was, like you said, two different sides of the story, but we got them back. We've got them both on there. Okay. All right, it's 2:42, and I want to thank Jim Ross and for getting on. And I want to thank County Clerk Karen Bowie and those guys for writing that grant, because that would have cost this county a lot of additional dollars that people can't necessarily afford right now. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, Pastor Burns.
Hey, it's Tanya Roberts Ford. I will go for the jugular. Just bring them to the show.
And that's one of the things that when we have people on, is that you guys get to ask questions, and we have people from everywhere, and you have some interesting elections had down there in Georgia. And she agreed, laughing. Tanya Roberts Ford. Thank you, sis. All right. So listen, it's 2:43, and we're going to take this next segment and get off politics and get on a new subject. All right. Let me do that real quick. All right. It's the 26th of January, and we want to talk about those New Year's resolutions that you made. You're already laughing already.
Well, go ahead, because I got a story to tell you.
All right. Go for it, brother.
We like to be straightforward and honest on this show. So 2 days ago, I'm having this, late at night, I'm having this pain in my foot. Like, okay, this is all right. Wake up next morning, can barely walk. Turns out, the doctor thinks I may have gout.
Oh.
Now, for those you don't know, gout just comes, you know, by being medical, buildup of uric acid in your body and can cause pain. What threw me off is I always thought it was on people's toes, but apparently it doesn't have to be.
Mm.
So now, the last year and a half, 2 years, I don't normally eat a lot of red meat. In fact, I used to go years without eating it. But last 2 years, I've eaten more red meat than I have the last 15. I've drank more soda than I have the last 15. I'm not a big soda drinker. Mm. So, in fact, a couple of years ago, I was having some kidney issues with kidney stones. You know, they give you all things to reduce your calcium, reduce your, uric acid. Give me a list of 10 things. I only eat about two of them. So, but didn't take the medication, just changed my diet. So I've been bad the last couple of years. It's caught up with me. So I didn't make a New Year's resolution, but I'm making a recommitment on this January. I'm making
Let's go back to Georgia. Some of us, I started my resolution last year. I didn't wait for January 1st. And she said, sorry to hear that, Pastor Melvin Burns, about your foot. And all that is a no-no.
Yeah. So here's the truth now. I know me, so I had to get through the playoffs and the NCAA championship and Super Bowl. I just knew it wasn't gonna be no good with no resolutions. So I was early, my Super Bowl gathering might be a little bland this year. We're going to be more fruits and vegetables. Nice cold water. So, you know, for my family calling for the Super Bowl, it ain't going to pop like it has in the past. But I said it's leading when we talk about this thing about our health and fitness, and we talk about it from time to time. I'm going to tell you, as you're losing weight, you look more and more like Gene Roberts every day. I see it on your face as you're losing weight. But I wanted to share that because, and I'll keep you updated. But I try to take my health serious. You know, you and I've talked about wanting to be around for a long time, and so when I heard gout, I'm like, gout, that's some old men get. You know, that was my first thought is, you know, I was thinking something broken. And I tell you, I'm looking at the screen with x-ray and I'm looking at it like, yeah, I see that fracture right there. You know, like I know how to read x-ray. Because I don't know, your foot's fine. I think it's gout. I'm like, gout? But my first thought was, that's something old men get. So I got some work to do.
We have to work. And the reason why we bring this up is because in our community, we lead when it comes down to high blood pressure, diabetes, amputations.
Yes.
You name it, we lead in some of the healthiest, unhealthiest.
Yes.
And but if you look at the gyms, when you go to the gyms, we're not there and we're not present.
No.
But if you look at the doctors and the hospitals and the pharmacies, we're the first ones in line to take those medications. And you don't have to sit up and take that. You know what? And there's not even an age. I see people when I go work out, I see people of all ages still putting in there and putting in the grind.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying that you have to be on an elliptical or running 18,000 miles. It starts with one step.
Yeah, just healthier lifestyle. Just a healthier lifestyle. If you're doing nothing, 10 minutes is an improvement. You know, if you're eating bad, I always tell people, eliminate one thing. Just start with one thing.
Let's go to, oh boy, the board is full.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go.
Very good points. More conversation is needed. Thank you, Rhonda. How are you?
Going back to Atlanta, Georgia.
Tanya Roberts Ford says, I took an allergy test last week and my arm lit up like a crime scene when they put the light on my arm. They had to add some stuff that I was allergic to. I'm actually allergic to chocolate and everything in between. We have to eat right and exercise. We have control over that. I want longevity with all the illnesses. We must change your mindset today. And that's a good point, Tanya. You know, a lot of people don't get their allergy test and we eat things and go, I just don't feel a certain way. And realize a lot of times it's been things we've been allergic to that have been reacting with our body for years. And we just didn't know.
And the thing is that we're not putting in the work, like you said, we're not getting those tests done.
Yes.
And or we get the blood work in and then the doctor says, well, you know, we got to put you on another pill.
Yeah.
But you're not saying what do I have to do to not take the pill?
Exactly. Exactly. Again, I was being tested, you know, dealing with kidney stones. She said, we can give you a medication and come back in 6 months. And I said that. I said, well, what can I do? She said, well, they gave me a list of foods to stay away from. Did that for 6 months. And I came back and she said, your numbers are better than had we given you the medication.
Wow. See that?
Because they give you the medication, what you're going to do, then you're going to say, well, I'm on the medication, I can cheat a little bit, but you never change those habits. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, again, people see us and we're public, you know, we talk about these things and I did, man, look, we just like the rest of you all. And so if you see me out, you know, after you hear this and I'm sneaking, getting that little, pineapple soda that I like every now and then, or a little ginger ale every now and then, you know, feel free to challenge me. I give you that license. But, you know, as the people we are and the tribe we're from, we got to do a better job. You know, so much is available to us. I had a test a couple of weeks ago when I'm on my chart. You know, I can look up all my test scores. mm-hmm. and tell me what range I'm in. And I'm looking up to see what things mean. And so we need to take advantage of, you know, we can Google every movie and everything else we want. We know we'll get these results from tests. Let's start looking at the results. And when doctors give us these terms, let's start looking them up for ourselves.
Right. Like you said, that's an excellent tool to use.
Yes.
But here's some of the things that, okay, instead of it being a New Year's resolution, make it into a lifestyle change.
Okay.
Okay.
Got that.
You're making it into a lifestyle change because the thing is that you don't want to leave this earth one day before God says, that's it.
Yes. Okay.
So what you need to do is that, first of all, you have to look at what you were just doing right there. Are you drinking water?
Yes.
What are you eating? You got to look, how much are you eating? What time of the night are you eating? You have to look at what's in your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Even to the point where I'll do this. I will keep less in the household. All the choices that I have are healthier choices than keeping anything that might make me go astray.
Yeah, and don't talk about you got to have snacks for your grandkids and all of them to come over. They bring their own.
But yeah.
That's a good one. No, again, it's just little things. Don't buy the snacks in your house.
No.
Because if it's there, you're going to be like Smokey the Bear. I mean, what's his name? Yogi Berra. at 4 o'clock in the morning, going through the shelves, I know it's a candy bar there somewhere.
yeah, I know it is. Yeah. Going to Tony Roberts Ford, going to Georgia one more time. Go ahead.
Tanya says I have people argue with me all the time about the premium they have to pay for their life insurance. Yes, but they're not looking at the lifestyle of what they're eating. And not exercise or smoking, diabetes, hypertension, but they mad at me that make that make sense. That's an excellent point, Tanya. Your life insurance, again, what you need, you know, you get healthy and lower those rates and live longer.
Yeah, and so if you look at the smoking, the diabetes, the hypertension, your mental health, you'd be surprised when you work out. And like you said, there are a lot of tools that will pay for your membership.
Yes.
You know, there's several sneakers, which pay for your membership to go out to the club. When I mean the club, I ain't talking about the club. I ain't talking about getting your sweat on, doing the cha-cha slide. I'm talking about a fitness health club. And there are a lot of people. Another thing is what you need to do is, years and years of working out, I decided to take what works for me.
Yeah.
There are bits and pieces that work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love high energy exercise. That's just me.
Yeah.
Now, I also realized that I have a fused neck. I have a bad back. But I got a picture that I'm going to show you guys one of these days. I put two belts together, one that I was wearing 9 months ago and the one that I slipped into. The one that I was wearing 9 months ago could fit about around a refrigerator. It was so big. The one that I slipped into now is the one that I was wearing in 1997. 2000 when I was in the fire department. And it just took Kairos meaning a life-changing thing that happened to me,
mm-hmm.
My grandson being born, waking me up that if I want to see him, my granddaughters and my grandkids and my family live their lives, then I can't be at the heaviest weight for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was my life change. Don't let your Kairos moment be that somebody just died, which we just had somebody pass away that was sick for a long time. Don't let it be that you're in the back of an ambulance. Don't be where, you know, you got to get a limb cut off. Hey, we got to go right back to the board. Rhonda, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. really no excuse. They have work sessions online free. They are very good. Excellent recommendation, Rhonda. And that's how I got my back together. Basically, when I found a nice website on YouTube, started doing back exercises, man. And, you know, I just follow the routine they do.
That's absolutely, Rhonda. Very good point, because one of the workout sessions that I do, or several that I do, are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very good. The American Heart Society, that they have, when you just start walking for 10 minutes, walking for 15 minutes, you start looking at what you eat. There's a lot of stuff that are and chemicals put in the meats to make them bigger or last longer. Mm-hmm. And we really need to take the time to read the labels on those things if we plan to live healthier. Bessemer.
Yeah, no, that's all good stuff. And I appreciate everybody their suggestions. You know, just, you know, I was thinking, some people have personal trainers. They do it over the internet. They don't come to the home. They don't go anywhere. They pop up the phone or the tablet. The personal trainer is right there. So, you know, what we're saying, there's ways to eliminate the excuses if you want to do it. You know, you start wherever you can start. You know, there's all kind of ways to eliminate barriers. To just get in, and we're not talking about you getting in a, you know, the minute you start talking about working out, you know, I don't want all the muscles, trust me. You don't just accidentally wake up, you know, and look like Mr. Olympia or Mrs. Olympia or something.
No.
You'll see it coming and know when it's time to back up. You don't just go to the gym and wake up the next morning, all of a sudden, you know, all the muscles. Now, people have been working 20 or 30 years, so.
Right.
You know, we all can do some things to get healthier.
Let's go to Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. I thought it's like gave up white folks. My cousin, I gave up white foods. Oh, yeah. thank you, Mike. And I think what he's referring to is giving up the starches, the carbohydrates, a lot of them are in white foods. And I know a buddy of mine, I think I showed this before. I've seen him and he had lost weight and was doing good with diabetes. He said, my doctor told me to put color on my plate. So make sure I got, when I eat my food, the more color, the better. Some green stuff, some yellow stuff, some red stuff. Because, you know, brown and white, that's an unhealthy plate. Some potatoes, some rice, you know, some kind of brown meat. So add some more color to that plate. Make sure you got something green every meal. So maybe something yellow. Just, again, something simple.
Right. Let's go back to the last thing. Tanya in Georgia.
He's right. If you think if it's white, it's not right when it comes to food. You're trying to get me in trouble on here.
Yeah, that's just, boy, some people's kids, I'm telling you. No, so anyway, listen, people, we want you to be healthy. So make that change, make a lifestyle change so you can be around longer. Lastly, let's get back to, don't forget that you can vote. That's coming up. This is Michigan. This is not necessarily in other places. Yes. So do not take that opportunity, miss that opportunity to hear your voice heard. Pastor Burns, last thing?
Sunday. What you doing after church Sunday evening?
Oh, hey, Lions versus San Francisco, baby.
It's an exciting time to be in Michigan.
Oh, it is a great time. We lost Harbaugh, but hey, I thought he was going to go anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, so you know what? I'm not saying I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I'm cheering for the boys.
Look, man, I had give up on them a couple of years ago, but like a lot of couples, we done got back together and made up.
All right.
No, we're good. No, it's exciting. Looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, it should be a great time. And, you know, get with some loved ones. As we say at the end of every show, go out and sow a seed in somebody's life. You never know who you will be touched and making an impact on their lives. Go. I can't believe I'm saying it. Go Lions. Go. Take care. Take care. God bless. We see you next week.
The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network. Home to over 4-